This is HPR episode 1945 entitled, The Quassel IRC System. It is hosted by 5150 and is about 23 minutes long. The summary is, Quassel is an IRC client that routes your open chat windows into one connection to the IRC server.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Howdy folks, this is 5150 for Hacker Public Radio. Today I wanted to tell you about Quassel IRC, and this is going to be more of an informative talk to let you know about the software package called Quassel, not so much as a be-all and end-all of everything you need to know to configure Quassel, because it's pretty much on the client end. Everything is menu-driven, and I think pretty much anybody's going to figure out how to use it. Now, I discovered Quassel because about the same time that NY Bill posted episode 1869 entitled Arisi Connect Bot, I was wondering myself how to merge all my simultaneous IRC connections from multiple hosts to the same channel on the same server using just one connection. And I know a lot of people solve this problem by leaving Arisi running in a terminal, usually on a server, sometimes on a cloud server. And then when they want to move from one machine to the other, they just SSH into that session from whatever client machine they're using. And I was considering doing that, but I have used Arisi before, but I've gotten spoiled by GUI clients like XChat. And so I did a search on GUI front end for Arisi, and I came up with Quassel instead. And like I said, I think NY Bill and I are probably trying to solve pretty much the same problem. I'm not saying my solution is better than NY Bill's. I'm just saying it's the approach that appeals the most to me. Okay, to reiterate the problem, IRC servers like Freenode do not allow simultaneous connections from multiple hosts using the same identifier or handle. In other words, if I was logged in on the PC here on my desk via XChat as 5150, if I also wanted to be an Ogcast planet on Freenode at the same time from a computer on my kitchen counter, not have to shut down XChat on one machine and bring up XChat on another machine every time I switched, then I would have to use a different handle. The computer in the kitchen would have to show up as Kitchen 5150. And on top of that, if I left the computer running at home all the time, as I am wont to do, and it was logged into Freenode, if I wanted to connect to Freenode from an Android client like AnChat, I would have to use another different handle. I've used Andro 5150 in the past. And I can adopt all these aliases into one account, so that if I'm logged in as Andro 5150 into a channel where I'm a moderator, I still have moderator status, and so that other people couldn't poach that handle, though I don't know why anyone should want. But it also always creates some confusion. Okay, will the real 5150 stand up? I've had people ask me that. Well, are you the 5150, for want of a better way to phrase that? I don't want people thinking I go around now calling myself the 5150. But for the sake of this discussion, but I know a lot of people are very familiar with the same problem. especially people who have a home machine logged in to Freenode as well as their work machine. Mr. Jackson on Oddcast Planet will be all too familiar with that problem, as well as I'm sure Dan Washko. All right, now let me reiterate the ARISI solution, which people have been doing for a long time. You connect to a server via SSH, then log in to IRC using ARISI inside a terminal and probably inside a GNU screen or tmux session. And then when you're moving between hosts, you have to disconnect from the current screen or tmux session, SSH into the server from another host, and then reconnect to the session that's running ARISI. And there, like I said, the ARISI incurses interface may not be as pretty or as easy for some users as a GUI, but it is quite functional. Now, the QASL solution is similar, but I think it works a little better. You connect to the IRC server via single host running QASL-core. So that's the package you need to install, is QASL-core on the server. And it wouldn't necessarily have to be, quote, server is a bit big monolithic box. It's just that it should be a computer that you're going to leave running connected to the internet all the time. So that could be one of your home computers if you don't have a home server. And then on each of the clients that you're going to want to access IRC from, you install QASL-client. And all the clients share the same IRC display at the same time. In other words, Freenode only sees the one login from machine running QASL core. So you don't have to log in and log out of that session on the server. You just run QASL client. It automatically connects to the server running QASL core, and all your computer at work, your computer at home, your computer in the kitchen, you can have them all on at the same time, and they all, you're looking at the exact same screen on all of them simultaneously. So you don't, like I said, the beauty of it is you don't have to log out on one machine to log in on another. You're seeing the same screen on all of them. And there's also an Android client. I'm pretty sure you can have QASL core and QASL client on the same machine. You can also install QASL monolithic, which is an all-in-one program. Like I said, it's a GUI IRC program similar to XChat. If you're going to do that, I think I just install XChat, because when we get to the end, I'll mention some things that QASL core doesn't do quite as well as XChat. Okay, I first set up QASL core on my home server, which right now is a Raspberry Pi Model 2 running Arch with no GUI. And if you want to know how to install it, it's right there in the Arch Wiki. So I think I'd look up Arch Wiki and QASL. If the instructions are, I mean, the page link is wiki.archlink.org/index.php/QASL, and the Q is capitalized, and of course it's in the show notes. Okay, steps to installing QASL core on Arch. So you install QASL core on the server, in my case sudo pacman --s QASL-core. And generate the certificate. Now, I'm assuming you're going to go look at the Arch Wiki, so I'm not explaining these in as much detail. The actual commands put on the command line, there's no reason in my notes to duplicate the Arch Wiki. So then you have to start the core up once you've got it installed. sudo systemctl --start QASL. And normally you not only have to start QASL in the current session, you need to enable it to start up every time you reboot the server. This is how systemd works. So that command would be sudo systemctl --enable QASL. Now, in the wiki, there's something about that's supposed to work, but it doesn't. So they give you a CP command to use instead. So that's just saying. Okay, now you need to set up port forwarding on your router, assuming you're going to be using Quassel when you're away from your network. I would suggest mapping an external port other than the default 4242, and that's called security through obscurity. And for details, you should see my previous port forwarding episode. Okay, this is 5150 here. This part's been added in post because I think you guys will be able to figure it out, but I don't think I was clear enough here. If you're setting up Quassel on a home server inside your network, then of course all the devices on your network are going to be looking for the Quassel core on the local IP address of the system that you set it up on, and you might as well use the default port 4242. However, if you're going to be away from home, then you need to look at my port forwarding article if you don't know how to do that, because you're going to have to set up a port through your firewall so that when you're away from home, you can reach that Quassel server on your home network from the internet. And devices that move back and forth, like a phone or a laptop computer, on those devices, you're going to have to set up two cores. They're both pointing to the same computer, but from inside and outside your network. In other words, one core is going to be set up for the computer on its local IP, and then the other core is going to be set up to point to the external IP of your network and whatever port that you assigned externally to Quassel via port forwarding. If you're not lucky enough to have a naturally static IP from your provider, then you're going to have to get set up with some sort of virtual static IP service. Now, if you notice, we haven't configured anything yet on the Quassel server, and we don't from here. All the configuration is done by the client. See, you install Quassel-client on at least one client computer to start, and then all you need to connect to the server is the IP address and whatever external port number you used. Like I said again, the default is 4242. And the first account you create, you will create a log. In other words, you give the Quassel client an IP address and a port number. Then you'll be prompted to create an account, create a login, so username and a password. And then you will be master over that Quassel server. And from then on, you're the only one who can create Quassel logins. So you could have multiple people using that same Quassel server, all hitting different IRC servers. But you probably already figured out the first thing you need to do right after setting up a server is to set up a client and log in that first time and create the master password and username. Otherwise, if somebody else knew that there was a Quassel core was running on that server, they could beat you to it, because there's nothing in security on the original setup to keep somebody else from logging in first and using it. Okay, part of the setup process is to enter your default IRC server and the channels. It's just like pretty much every other GUI IRC setup. There's a window where you type in /ogcastplanet, /linuxlugcast, etc. All the channels that you want to see on that server. Now, one thing I was not successful at was setting up multiple IRC servers. In other words, the only two I ever monitor is Freenode and the tilts.org server. But I could only enter Freenode on the original setup, and then once everything was set up and running, then I could add in the tilt server. But I wasn't seeing it, but I had trouble finding a place to put in a second IRC server in the initial setup process. Like I said, once you're in there, then you can do what you will with your configuration, add as many servers, of course, as you want. Also, if you use the /join command on the command line, that'll become persistent as well. So if you do a /join, unless you use the opposite of that command to quit monitoring that channel, it's going to add that channel to your list of default channels on that server. Okay, now this is the part where I tell you some of the things that don't work quite as well as XChat, but certainly nothing in there is a deal breaker. Get a pop-up notification when someone uses your handle in a chat, which is nice. But when you scroll back to find it, usually I think in XChat, whatever it is highlighted in blue. In Quassel, it shows up in reverse text, which I think is kind of ugly. It may be easier to spot. Not quite as elegant as XChat. There's no way to search the chat window, which I always find useful when I'm thinking about, well, what did somebody say about that thing earlier today? I like to be able to search for it. So if I do get if I do get an indication that somebody's used my handle, tried to talk to me, and it's several hours old, then it's a lot easier if I can use a search to scroll back and come right to it. So that's something really could be added, I think. If there's a link posted in the chat, I really like the function in XChat that you can right click on it and you have the option of just opening it in the default browser. Quassel just has copy this link. So that's quibbling, I know, because all I have to do is then open the browser, then open a new window and paste in the text. It made more sense when I was down to a single monitor and I had to use virtual desktops, because that was nice. I could open it in the browser and keep reading, and then when I switch desktops, it would be there waiting. Also, they don't seem to have any kind of spell checking enabled in the client. And I discovered, I talked in podcast a year or so back, my podcast on Arch, the first time I installed it. It would be 1356, HPR episode 1356. One of the things that I discovered was that, unlike Windows, spell checking seems to be centrally located in Linux through the Hunspell package. And Arch was the first, it never occurred to me, because Arch was the first distro that ever installed that didn't have the spell checking installed already by default. So suddenly I got in a browser and I didn't have spell check. I got in OpenOffice and there wasn't any spell check. So I had to do some digging around to find out, where do I go to get spell check? So I said, I'm betting probably spell check is handled through the machine running Quassel Core. So, and I haven't tried it yet, but I'm going to be very interested if I install Hunspell on my server, if suddenly I'm going to have spell check in the Quassel client. Probably if I was properly prepared for this podcast, I would have already tried that and been able to answer that question. But when I do try it, I'll mention it in a future podcast if that works. Okay, I think that's all I can really tell you about Quassel today. But if you've run into the same problem that I do, that you have your IRC client running on multiple computers, and that forces you to use a different login on each computer, and you'd rather not do that, then Quassel may be the solution to your problem. I've been 5150 for Hacker Public Radio. You can contact me at 5150@linuxbasement.com or leave a reply in the comments section for this podcast. Or, as the message you're about to hear says, if you think I've taken a totally wrong approach, feel free to record a podcast of your own. Thanks for listening. Okay, wait a minute, hold it. Don't play the outro music yet. I realized I have a whole paragraph in my script that I'd forgotten, Plus, I've done a little more research on spell check versus Quassel. First, there must be some other core spell checking packages in Linux. There was some mention of a spell rather than hun spell. But generally, I found out that there are some bug reports out there complaining that Quassel hasn't spell check hasn't worked since they've moved from building against Qt4 to Qt5. So I'm assuming the devs know about that, and eventually it will get fixed in an update. The other thing that I forgot to mention, about a week after setting up Quassel on my local server, I had the opportunity, a friend had bought some inexpensive cloud services and had opened it up to the people he knew for things that would not be high bandwidth. So this is perfect for Quassel. So I jumped on that opportunity, and really what I had to do, now I don't have root privileges on the cloud server, so I asked somebody to do who did to install Quassel, and they if the cloud server is running Ubuntu, and you remember there was four or five steps involved in getting Quassel installed in Arch. Apparently on Ubuntu it's not much more complicated than sudo apt-get install quassel-core. Once it was up and running, then really all I had to do was have the IP address of the server and the port number that Quassel was running, and go into Quassel core, tell it I had, I'm sorry, Quassel client, tell it I wanted to connect to a new core, give it that IP address and a port number, and then of course at that point all the configuration is stored on the core, so you're starting over again. So I had, once I gave it the IP and the port number, then of course I was prompted to create a new set of credentials, in other words, a new username and password. And once that was done, I had to set up all my IRC servers and my channels from scratch again. And of course, once I did that for one client, then all I had to do is move over to another client and point it towards the new core. And of course, it inherited all the new settings. Now, a nice thing about not having or not serving the core at home. First, I wasn't really concerned, but the last time I left home for a number of days, I shut down all the computers, I shut down the network, so everything was dead on this end. I didn't have to worry about it because I didn't anticipate needing SSH into my system or anything like that remotely. But I knew that if I was going to depend on Quassel for my IRC in the future, I'd have to leave at least the network and the server running. So now I don't have to worry about that because all of that's up in the cloud. Also, I came home one day last month at noon and found out my internet had been offline from about the time I left the house to when I came in at noon, about a 4 hour period. So all I did was cycle power on my uplink and my router, and the internet came back. But when it did, instead of if I'd been hosting locally, since the cloud server was up during all that time, it was completely transparent to it, so I could see everything that had been going on IRC in that intervening 4 hours while I was offline. It's not a big difference, but it's something. Okay, well, that's everything that I forgot to tell you before. And I've been your host, 5150. And if I don't get to say it to you in person this year, Happy New Year.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.